From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgium remains on a high state of alert for a Paris-style terrorist attack. Belgian authorities have maintained a maximum alert in Brussels to prevent such an attack in France that occurred November 19th and allowing police to search for suspects. More than 20 have been rounded up in the past 2 days. Charles Michel is the Belgian Prime Minister.
I can confirm that the threat for an attack is imminent and serious. And we want to ask our population to stay calm and alert. We have serious indications that an attack on or attacks on different locations at the same time can take place. And that's why we have taken these measures.
Meanwhile, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans, Islamic State extremists, and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 4 Burundians, it says, have contributed to ongoing turmoil in the Central African country. They include the Minister of Public Security and the Deputy National Police Director. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
This morning, President Obama issued an executive order authorizing Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, in consultation with Secretary Kerry, to sanction individuals responsible for actions and or policies that promote violence, threaten the peace, security, or stability of Burundi, or undermine the democratic processes or institutions there. Additional individuals can be added under this authority, and we'll consider how to further use it to impose additional sanctions against those exacerbating the situation in Burundi as we go forward.
The order freezes any assets the 4 have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. Meanwhile, Burundian officials suspended 10 non-governmental organizations that appear to oppose the president's moves to stay in office. This is VOA News.